What up, y'all? It's Mr. LP, musician, hip-hop artist, DJ, actor, host, podcaster, motivator, your cousin's best friend. This is my personal podcast where I speak on different happenings with me. My thoughts, goals, struggles, triumphs, shoes, Adidas, baby, music, Ty Fi Rice, Twitter, whatever. You might get an appearance from good old Kip Monroe. Mr. Peterson's Neighborhood, clear visions to the top, y'all.
Be better.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone.
Oh, man. It's Saturday, February 20th, 2021. Or 2020.2, 10:58 a.m. And I just finished doing my random rants on Twitter. So it's funny how I use Twitter. At times I use Twitter as my beta. I use it as I don't really have a word for it, but it's like this psychological thing that I do. It's an experiment sometimes. So when I say that, I'm saying usually I just start tweeting stuff, and for the most part, when I tweet, it's occurring truth. But then sometimes I tweet a lot of stuff that is like past truths, meaning that these things have happened prior to, like, it doesn't mean that I'm in that state at the moment, but I'm just having like this cleansing type of thing where I kind of get it out. It's fortunately like my diary sometimes, like with everybody's social media, you post your thoughts out, and a lot of people post their thoughts out that might not be necessarily happening at the moment, but it has happened in the past and they're still dealing with it. So it's just so funny. Psychologically, it makes me think like people just like talking about goddamn relationships as if they're so goddamn great at relationships, or they'll be the one, and you know, there'll be that one for that one person or two people. Don't matter, you know, shout out to the pot of life, to the people that's in it. But I just know when it comes to me, it just seems like people have this small feeling about, what does Al really think about when it comes to relationships? So being the fact that BABN was just like this very authentic album, for me to even name the album BABN, which is Be a Better Nigga, or in clean versions, Be a Better Neighbor, I felt like it was my duty to really like give my input on a lot of things that I feel like that we need to focus on to make us better people, and you know, as a, you know, a better culture, better society, whatever you want to call it. So my contributions or the bait that I give my people is on the song Lonely.
Yeah, 1-2. 1-2. Shame on y'all. What's
up? So in the song Lonely, when I again, shouts out to Freddie Briggs for lacing me with the beat. You know, I when you hear samples, I know for me, when I hear samples in a beat, I usually kind of try to pull the feeling out of what the sample is and construct songs around that. So, being the fact this is you know, if you're thinking lonely now, wait until the night. Like, yeah, let me just be like this very straight up asshole about how we all look at these situations and we're looking at it in a different way. But there's no like similar moves to it. Like, we all have our own separate thoughts, right? But then when it comes to being together with these thoughts, or even respecting each other's thoughts, these thoughts are never, they never exist. It's just like we always work to the point like, okay, we got these feelings. And then we start chopping the ice and being like, all right, well, I can take that into consideration, or I don't have to be so up on this type of thing if my partner or the person who I really care about, that other person, you know, the other person might not do this, or they might not have that ability that I'm looking for or what I would like. But that doesn't make the situation bad. It just, you know, everybody has their different components, and people are not really understanding, like, we're all different, but we can definitely be the same in the same room. And that philosophy, I think that's lost when it comes to a lot of things that we do in life, especially when we're talking about relationships. And I think that's where the mark is not hit. We never hit that mark. We never fucking hit that mark. Never. And I'm going to go deeper on this. King want this and queen want that. Women singing, all these niggas do is rap. No regard though, no thought about tomorrow when they wake up and nobody's on their side, and they all back and forth on Twitter showing their bitterness. A sight to see. We don't think about these thoughts in the black community. Like, it's like either this and it's that. And I think that's a form of trauma when it comes to that, i.e., you know, a lot of us were raised by our mothers. We didn't have fathers there. We all filthy, all guilty of criticizing each other. When all of us dealing with some kind of grief and trauma, failed relationships and baby mamas, which equals to a whole lot of crazy drama, and no one's willing to handle the problem. It's this system that was taught to us from another system that was broke and was never really fixed. Not saying that everything need to be fixed every time, but the fact that these, you know, we was taught by a system that was already broke, and it passed down to another generation. And it's like we're passing this down to another generation. And that's why it's so confusing when, like, these other generations that come up, they really understand, like, okay, well, I don't have to live like this. And they change their narrative, and we look at it like we crazy. So with this song right here, I just wanted to be brutally honest. I just wanted to say, hey, you know, let me share what I feel like is the problem. And that's what I did. You know, and I pulled from the sample from the, if you think you're lonely now, wait until the night. From my end, I'm thinking like, yeah, if you think you're lonely now, wait until the night, you're going to be lonelier. And that's the aspect I came from with it. Be better. Better. Favorite line of mine. I have a lot of favorite lines on here, but I definitely like when I said,
when men and women bond together is gold and special. When he's an alpha and she's a freest, there goes the devil.
So, as y'all know, in society, it's so funny how that's one of the main things that men and women can't get. You know what I'm saying? They can't get into that point, because you got the guy over here thinking that, okay, well, I should be reigning supreme. I should be the moneymaker. I should be the breadwinner. I need to be the guy. And if I feel like I want to go step out and if I want to have a wife and step out and do four other women, I should be able to do it. And that alpha mentality is something that really existed back, you know, when in our parents' times, or I mean, for time period. So you have the the alpha guy that's like, oh, I gotta do this and beat my chest. But then you got the ladies, they over here, they're finding their liberty, and they're finding their liberty. And it's some of them that are like, okay, well, I'm gonna play the man game too, and I'm gonna go out and have like two or three guys and have them to do this, that, and the third. It's so when you got both of those in the situation, it might be the man and the woman might be great for each other. Everybody can see it. Even God comes down and tells everybody, you male and you female, like, both of y'all will be great together with the thoughts that you have and the thoughts that she has. Both of y'all will be great. But when you mix all this, I hate saying toxic because it's just the nature of the fucking society right now. But when you have the man feeling like, okay, I gotta be this macho man, and you got the woman being too independent, that's why I say there goes the devil. Like, you know, when, you know, people would say they go to the devil, like all hell finna break loose. Like that shit ain't, you know, you already know when you got an alpha male and a woman that's so independent and like, you know, we gonna stand for what we know. When you got those two together, ain't nothing's going to progress. When we need to be focused on taking that type of mentality away from like relationships, because we're so good together. Like, you know, when you got good friendships, you know, like a brother, sister, you know, even husband and wife, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it's the dynamic of a woman and a man together when they really respect each other and understand what their flaws are and what is really the real, then that's when it becomes beautiful. So that's why I say, so show them on the first take that men and women relate when they set aside pride. Talk about a conglomerate effort like that. Like when you keep all that shit away from, like, you know, and it's difficult to do because we are humans and we all have pride and we all have ego. But when you really think about some shit and be like, she's really not trying to fucking hurt me. She's not 100% right now with me. And she got personal things she got to deal with. And it, same with the man. Like the man out at work and he, you know, he get off work at 8, 9 o'clock. He got to worry about like trying to get home. Or don't get shot by nobody, or get shot by the cops, or get racially profiled at his job, and he don't want to come home and feel like, oh, okay, well, I came in 30 minutes late, and you know, you tripping on me because you thinking something. Like, we all going through these crazy situations in life, and we just need to be more compassionate and more empathetic when it comes to humans in general, but let alone when it comes to a man and a woman relationship. Be better. Another line I give y'all, like I said, I have a lot of lines, but another, not a lot, the chorus for me. So how the chorus came about, when Fred sent me this beat, shouts out to Jerrica Sains. My first time meeting her was at the end of the album making. She had, you know, laced the music for, laced her vocals for Make It Better and Lonely. And when Fred sent me this beat, I heard her in the background singing like this cadence. And it was, and I heard the part where it was like, something mine. So like I said, from when I, you know, when it comes to beats and when I hear like the production part of it, and when I hear like a sample, I try to pull something from that sample to make me, you know, to add a little bit to my writing and just the creation part of it. That chorus part was like, I had wrote the verses and all that stuff, but I just knew I wanted to use that cadence for the chorus. And I wanted her to like say the cadence with, say the chorus with
me. I'm not understanding the debate. It's heavy on my mind. Why we can't be great? Feel like I'm wasting my time when I'm trying to find a mate. When it's me, letting all the time escape, such a fate.
Hey, and I just felt like the chorus was,
better watch out for that validation.
I feel like the chorus was great. Like, I feel like it tied in everything, both of my verses, and really the point that I was trying to make in the whole song. So, yeah, I definitely love the chorus. I love how I just took that little part and was like, yeah, I need to make this the cadence, or at least majority of the cadence, and then I could just kind of throw words in there and make it flow, but at the same time, make it make sense. So the chorus is like one of my favorite joints. It was good to do that. And it just sounds great with me and her on it. Like, I would like to do more songs where I have somebody complimenting me on like some words or whatever, especially when it comes to women or whatnot. It would be great. And it made sense too to have a woman complimenting me on a song like this. So yeah, it just made sense for her to be on there. You know, it's a woman, like both of us, like envision this, both male and female are having this conversation with themselves. That whole I'm not understanding the debate is heavy on my mind. While we can't be great, feel like I'm wasting my time when I'm trying to find a mate. When it's me, letting all the time escape. Like, it's a conversation that I'm having with myself, and it's a conversation that she's having with herself, and it sounds good with both of us together. And it just makes the point of the whole song Lonely. Like, this is something that you'll tell yourself, like, okay, if I don't get my shit straight and really understand like the logistics of like how humanity works, and really being sensible to humans, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody that you actually care about. Like, it's crazy how you care about somebody and you love somebody and you don't allow that shit to manifest because of like past shit. And we gotta learn how to get past that. And I'm preaching to the choir as well. Like, it's a testimony to me. So it's just funny how like we're in these situations and we say we love this person, we care about this person, but we got like this one big ass trauma that's like blocking everything. So when in the days that you're and when the night is over with, like you go hang out with your homegirls and your homeboys and you get back into that bed, that cold ass bed with nobody in there, and you start thinking that you wind it down for the night, most people are like asking themselves that question. Or saying that to them. They're like, damn, like, is it really me that's fucking up? Or, you know, I just don't understand. But I feel like I'm just like burning, wasting my time. And then that's why people be like, they be in their 30s and they complain about being alone. And it's like, damn, no, it's like you you still young. You still able to go and find somebody if you want to. Like, you know, just because you at 30 don't mean that you gotta be in a fucking relationship. It's just a lot of stuff that we gotta go through and really understand and really put the mirror to our faces and be real with shit. So that's the chorus thing. The chorus for sure is one of my favorite parts. Be better. Better. Another funny I wanted to talk about when it comes to the production part. So I wanted to use the What Are You Afraid Of and Andre's song, She Lives In My Lap.
What's wrong? What are you afraid of?
The love below. And I tried my best to like pitch the tune to where it would fit. I feel like I got it like that. I mean, I feel like I did good with what I did. But if I would have been a little more meticulous with it, the album probably wouldn't have came out, because that one little thing bothered the living shit out of me, y'all. It literally bothered the shit out of me. Like, I'm talking about like pitching the tune, but I really wanted that part in the song, the What Are You Afraid Of, because I think it's so relevant to the song, to being lonely or whatever. And it's like that question we have to ask ourselves a lot. Like, what are we afraid of? Like, we want new, but do we really want new? Like, what's really the problem? And I thought that was dope to add that in there. So when you hear that,
what are you afraid of?
What are you afraid of?
What are you afraid of?
Like, that's me doing it on my tables. I'm just tuning it up a little bit, but just wanted to throw it in there. A little quirky, technical nerd shit. Be better.
Better.
So I'm looking at my lines. So a line that I had that was left off, I'm sure I thought of this line and didn't, it just didn't get included into the song, because I mean, it was probably one of the moments where I just flowed. It just kind of flew out. But I said, these women act like every brother is disposable. It's disposal, but expect us to initiate proposals. This shit's hard body, boy. I should have put that in the goddamn thing. Maybe I do a lonely too. Oh yeah, man. And shouts out to everybody on Twitter, man. That's like, that song is, I made that shit for Twitter, because we like, and I'm gonna say we all be on that bitch talking about relationships and how we will be this person and that person. But like, yeah, we have to really understand, like, do we really want to be that person that we're asking somebody else to be for us? Especially when it comes to relationships, like people just have to be so fucking honest with themselves. And until we be honest with ourselves and put that mirror in the face, man, we gonna be goddamn lonely.
What are you afraid of?
Be better.
Better. Better. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed this breakdown, the stories, technical shit, all that other good stuff. But BABN album everywhere. Go listen to it. Here we go with the song Lonely featuring Jerrica Sings. Clear Visions Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. 5 more to go. To the top.
Yeah, 1, 2. 1, 2. Shame on y'all. What's up? Want this, say queen want that. Women singing, all these niggas do is rap. No regard though, no thought about tomorrow when they wake up at
nobody's on their side, and they all back and forth on Twitter showing their bitterness. A sight to see, huh? Was on that train too, until I found my brain and heard my conscience talking to it, saying, nigga, you just blew it, damn. Pete, you added to that self-hate. You damn sure know better. You the key to make yourself great. So show them on the first take that men and women relate when they set aside pride. Talk about a conglomerate effort. When men and women bond together, it's gold and special. When he's an alpha and she's a freest, they go to devil. Goddamn, goddamn, man. Yeah. I'm not understanding that debate. It's heavy on my mind. Why we can't be great? Feel like I'm wasting my time when I'm trying to find a mate. When it's me, letting all the time escape. Such a fake tape.
Better watch out for that validation.
Go. We all feel they all guilty of criticizing each other. When all of us dealing with some kind of grief and trauma. Failed relationships and baby mamas, which equals to a whole lot of crazy drama. And no one's willing to handle the problem. But we all independent and tough, hiding behind our avatars. Instead of confidence building, we trying to be a star. Just to say we doing shit. Get on these platforms, acting like everything's a norm. But we all on the other side of the bed to be warm. But we so scared to conform. Our mentals are worn down. Thanks to society, standards, and love and hip-hop. No thanks to seeing our mamas and daddies' relationships flop. Y'all people's astronauts, out of this world thinking. Why they over there enjoying the way we sing? They niggas, they them.
Who are your homies?
Put that in the ring, you know what I'm saying?
They love seeing us now. Y'all right here talking about y'all ain't going to no walk.
I'm not understanding the debate. It's heavy on my mind. Okay. Why we can't be great. Feel like I'm wasting my time when I'm trying to find a mate. When it's me, letting all the time escape. Such a fake hate.
You niggas go. Y'all chill. Go.
Mr. Peterson's Neighborhood Clear Visions was thought of, produced, engineered, and recorded by me, Mr. Al Pete at MPN Studios. The intro and outro music was produced by myself as well. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast that is available on all podcast platforms. Thank you to everyone who supports me. It's greatly appreciated. To the top, everyone.